You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has unveiled the proposed wording of the question to be posed to the Australian people in the referendum on Indigenous constitutional recognition. The question is worded as, "Do you support an alteration to the Constitution that establishes an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice?" Mr. Albanese was speaking in his keynote address at the Garma Festival in Arnhem Land, which is being attended by Indigenous leaders from around the country.
Friends, I am delighted to be back at Garma for my fourth visit, and I am delighted that Garma is back here on what is, was, and always will be Aboriginal land. Today I reaffirm my government's solemn promise to implement the Uluru Statement from the Heart in full.
He accepts this may not be the final form of words, but a step towards a final form. He also suggested the three sentences that could be added to the Constitution to recognise Australia's First Peoples. They include the establishment of a body called the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Voice, which may make representations to Parliament and the Executive Government on matters relating to their communities. He says many have waited decades for this to happen, and he believes the nation is ready for reform.
This is a reform I believe every Australian can embrace, from all walks of life, in every part of the country, from every faith and background and tradition. Because it speaks to values that we all share and honour: fairness, respect, decency. Enshrining a voice will be a national achievement. It will be above politics. A unifying Australian moment.
The Prime Minister says he has approached the issue with a combination of humility and hope.
Humility because over 200 years of broken promises and betrayals, failures and false starts demands nothing less. Humility because so many times the gap between the words and deeds of governments has been as wide as this great continent. But also hope. Hope in your abilities as advocates and campaigners, as champions for this cause. And hope because I believe the tide is running our way. I believe the momentum is with us as never before. I believe this country is ready for this reform. I believe there is room in Australian hearts for the statement from the heart.
Shadow Indigenous Affairs spokesman and Shadow Attorney General Julian Lisa, who's also at the Garma Festival, says the Prime Minister's announcement is a step in the right direction.
I welcome today the government's announcement of a constitutional amendment and the question that it proposes to put to referendum to the Australian people. This is a positive step in the discussion about constitutional recognition in Australia.
However, he did have a warning and some advice for the government.
Given we're talking about constitutional recognition, it's important that the government answers people's reasonable questions about the voice. Who will serve on it? How will they be chosen? What will it do? And how will it address the issues that concern Indigenous Australians and their communities? I've been involved in this debate a long time. I've been involved in it too long to see it fail because the government hasn't answered people's reasonable questions about what the voice will do.
For long-serving Indigenous MP Linda Burney, the government's Minister for Indigenous Australians and the first Aboriginal woman to serve in that position, the announcement by the Prime Minister was an emotional moment.
I was absolutely thrilled and I actually started crying. Obviously, we were aware of what the Prime Minister was going to announce, but I think it really has advanced the discussion in this country about a voice to the Parliament, a referendum, and it is an invitation for everyone to be... It's an invitation for everyone to be involved.
If a referendum goes ahead, it would be the first in more than 20 years. Only 8 out of 44 Australian referendums have succeeded since 1901. Alan Lee, SBS News.